From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, December 8th at 8:55, almost 8:56. And we have the opening market report with our very own Todd Gleason. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Kimberly. It's been a quiet start to trade at the CME Group in Chicago. The overnight trade was around a penny to a quarter of a cent higher for the corn, and soybeans were nearly unchanged. By the way, USDA will release another catch-up report for the export sales data this morning. Traders are looking for 1 to 2 million metric tons of corn bookings in the week ending November the 6th. The monthly report for WASDE is due out tomorrow. Analysts surveyed by Bloomberg are looking for a 2.145 billion bushel U.S. corn ending stocks. That's a 9 million bushel drop from the November report, if realized. Of course, we'll have those numbers for you at 11 a.m. tomorrow on our website at willag.org. Another note, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange estimates the Argentine corn crop at 44% planted. That's lagging the 46% pace from last year. Brazil's Ag Rural estimates the Brazilian corn crop at 135.3 million metric tons for this marketing year. That's a 5.8 million metric ton drop from the previous year. Taking a quick look at what's happening in the soybean market from the end of September through the end of October, soybean futures, as you probably have realized, rallied nearly a dollar. That indicated strong non-commercial buying. There was commercial buying supporting that as well. China has been in the marketplace, though there are conflicting reports as to exactly how much and to when those purchases of soybeans might be made by that nation. The expectation, of course, is that they were to purchase them by December 31st. Secretary Bessent says that's now over the next 2 months through the end of February. Let's take a look at some of the other numbers that are coming in from the CME Group in Chicago and some of the trade there in the outside markets. We'll take a quick look at the crude oil for the day. It is currently trading at $59.52 a barrel. That's down 56 cents. Diesel fuel at $2.33.6 is 2.6 cents lower, and gasoline on the RBOB at $1.81.9 is just about a penny and 0.4 cents lower for the day. Some of the other markets, live cattle futures at $3.15 higher, lean hogs for 42.5 cents higher, feeder cattle up $2.47.5 for the day. Don't forget to visit our website, willag.org, W-I-L-L-A-G.org, where today you can still buy tickets for the Farm Assets Conference. That's coming up at the Agri Center in Bloomington this Friday. The cost is $80. All the details online at W-I-L-L-A-G.org. Back to you, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Todd. Have a great rest of your day and a good week. We'll take a look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. But first, right at 9 a.m., 1A starts at AM 580 and Classic Mornings on FM 90.9. Sunny skies expected today with a high of 25 degrees and calm wind. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 18 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 40 degrees. And tomorrow night, cloudy and blustery, a chance of light rain and a low of 35 degrees. And on Wednesday, mostly cloudy and blustery again, another chance of light rain or snow and a high of 39 degrees. Currently here in Urbana, fair skies and 17 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.